Local 107.3 FM presents the mixtape. Thank you.
Hello, hope you're having a great day out there, and welcome to another episode, another edition of The Mixtape, coming at you live from local 107.3 FM in St. John, New Brunswick. My name is Brian Cleveland, and I'll be with you for another hour here, as we do every single week on Tuesday mornings from 9 to 10 a.m. Once again, that is on local FM, localfm.ca, 107.3 FM on your local radio dial in this city. But we are broadcast across the nation thanks to the National Campus and Community Radio Association's Community Radio Exchange. So hello to you wherever you might be listening to this show on whatever medium, whether you're checking out another cool community radio station across Canada, or if you're listening on your own personal listening device, where you can also find the show for your own download through radioforall.net or many podcasting services. Thanks so much for checking out the show. And as always, we have a full hour, 60 minutes long, 100% new Canadian music for another week. And this week here in St. John, it is St. John Pride from August 3rd to August the 7th. Again, this show coming at you live on Tuesday mornings. And as the show broadcasts in its initial slot on Local FM, it is August 2nd, 2016. But as you always say, don't worry. They're all classics. Keep it locked right here. Lots of great tunes coming your way, even if the events happening here aren't 100% current to your present reality. But if it is, it is the 14th annual St. John Pride. I would highly encourage you to go and check out the full slate of events either on their Facebook or Twitter accounts, facebook.com/St. John Pride on August the 2nd, which is today as we broadcast the show. As I mentioned, it is the All Ages Pride kickoff. All Ages welcome tonight at Jevamoose on 84 Prince William Street from 6 to 8 p.m. There's face painting, photo booth, balloon artist, barbecue, and live entertainment. Later on throughout the week, there's lots of different things happening, including the flag raising tomorrow at noon. There's a trans education panel in the evening. There is a parade, a dance, a brunch, and so much more. So get out and celebrate Pride. And you'll see us around town as well. Local FM will certainly be in the parade and at the flag raising and all those things. So be sure to come and say hello. And yeah, as always, celebrate Pride. So we're going to throw on lots of different new music from Canadian LGBTQ plus artists today and do our best to have a little bit of queer representation on the program, which certainly is always the case, but today we're specifically highlighting a few artists. I want to throw out there that my apologies if I accidentally mislabel someone. I'm going to try my very, very best to not make that happen, but we can all make mistakes with these kinds of things. So if I make an error, please correct me, please point it out. But most of the information that I have with regards to specific artists being queer identified is through the National Campus Community Radio Association and some many great staff members and volunteers who've been working on a database for Canadian queer musicians. And I was pretty excited to find out there's some artists on there that I've been waiting to play on the show and haven't really had a chance. And we kicked it all off here with the first half of a second of a 7-inch from Jeff Lise Barbara from Montreal. That was Sex Machine. And yeah, this 7-inch came out back in May. Haven't had a chance to play it on the program. This seemed like the perfect opportunity. It came our way via Fixed Records. And there's a little bit of a press release about this cool outside pop track where it says that I wrote the song as a kiss off to an imaginary ex-lover who did me wrong, much like its main source of musical and lyrical inspiration, Murphy's Law, an R&B disco track that went number one on the US Billboard Hot Dance Club Play chart in 1982. And there's also a really cool music video shot in a laundromat, and I'd recommend going to check that one out. And we're gonna hear next on the program the second track of two from this release called Sorcerer's Delight, which was also produced by their label mates Free Love Fenner, and features Peter Woodworth and Caitlin Loney on this track. And yeah, looking forward to what's more coming their way from this artist, these artists specifically, and Fix Records, who also just announced another cool album coming out very soon. I can't remember right off the top of my head which the artist is, but it's coming out in September. Speaking of really great music videos, you have heard this album on our show before. It is the latest Ray Spoon album called Armor, and the singer-songwriter who just put out a great music video for the track I Hear Them Calling, which is basically them teaming up with a bunch of LGBTQ and ally youth for a music video in collaboration with the Canadian filmmaker Chelsea McMullen, who was the director of the 2013 documentary about Ray Spoon, My Prairie Home. And it is in protest of the bathroom bills mandating transgender people to use the bathroom of their gender at birth. And then Ray Spoon and about two dozen other youth reclaim a bathroom in this music video and turn it into a wild and crazy dance party with lots of cool and fun monster costumes that they made themselves. I would highly recommend checking this one out. They are also have some tour dates coming up in Calgary and Victoria and more. So go check out this music video and the Jeff Elise Barbara music video when you have the time, perhaps after this program, when you're sat back with a nice relaxing drink. And you'll find them both inspiring and humorous, and I would also recommend just plopping down with these records. So without further ado, so much stuff to get through. We're gonna hear a couple of Ray Spoon and tracks beyond I Hear Them Calling, and then some other great stuff coming our way. It is Pride Week here in St. John. Get out and celebrate. Let's celebrate a little bit here on the program today. Here's another track by Jeff Elise Barber called Sorcerer's Delight.
Step into my dream, it's as far as space and time. Magically transported, you will be married after night. Sorcerer's delight. Step into a your sight was never seen. Multicolored rainbows paint the sky. Ready for your eyes, sorcerer's delight. Cross stars. Look, see, coming with me. Take a look round. Take a look round. Take a look round. It's enchantment, 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 enchantment. It's enchantment, magic, fantasy. Enchantment, 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 enchantment. It's enchantment, only you will see. It's enchantment, 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 enchantment. It's enchantment, magic fantasy. It's enchantment, 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 enchantment. It's enchantment, only you will see. Thank you.
from the album Armor right here on the mixtape. That was Ray Spoon with a track called Flood. Before that on the program, we had the title track from the record and a track that is perhaps the new single, if you want to call it that, or at the very least a new track with a pretty awesome new music video that I would recommend going and checking out. It was Ray Spoon with I Hear Them Calling. And before that, we heard the second of two tracks from a new Jeff Elise Barbara 7-inch coming our way via Fixture Records in Montreal. And he is a Montreal artist as well. That was Sorcerer's Delight, which followed up the track from the very beginning of the show, which was Sex Machine, which is also the title of the 7-inch, which came out back in May. It was limited to only 400 vinyl copies, so if you haven't gotten yours, if they're still out there, go and grab that one. But it's also available online as a digital download. Again, you're listening to The Mixtape, a weekly hour-long program with 100% new Canadian music, and every once in a while we jump into a little bit of a theme, usually just playing as much different music as possible and sometimes some longer cuts from records. But as we mentioned back at the beginning of the program, it is St. John Pride Week here in St. John, New Brunswick, the home city of this program and its community radio station, Local 107.3 FM, from August 3rd to 7th, 2016. And perhaps wherever you're listening to the show, Pride is just around the corner, or maybe it's just past and you've had a great time celebrating. But at the very least, we are celebrating here now and playing lots of different queer identified musicians on the show. So we've heard from Ray Spoon and Jeff Elise Barbara. Now we're going to hear from Ray Spoon's label mates, who have put out an album that you've also heard on the show briefly, not all that long ago. It is Lal with the album Find Safety, a really cool duo putting out some really interesting electronic music. And we're going to play a couple of tracks from this one. And yeah, then we'll see where we go from there. I want to play a little bit of Kai Plant today, who is an artist I heard have a really great conversation on a coworker and friend of mine's radio program as well. Looking forward to checking out their music, an artist from Victoria, BC, I believe, to the best of my knowledge. At least that's what it says here within our CanQueer database from the National Campus and Community Radio Association, which is another great resource that is in the works. There's so many different artists represented here and lots of different artists that we've played on the show in the past that maybe don't necessarily fit the bill as having out new Canadian music. But that includes artists such as Curta P. Rod, Austra, and many more. So we're going to jump into some Lal here from the new record. This is a track called Close. Thank you.
Thank you.
from one of my most favorite albums of the year, both Canadian and not. That was the artist Kay Trinata with his debut album, 99.9%, and the lead track from that one, track Uno. Before that, Lal from the record Find Safety with Close, One Way, and Rubbish. And throughout the rest of the show, we've been hearing from Ray Spoon and Jeff Elise Barbara on our St. John Pride special episode here of the mixtape, featuring 100% queer identified artists. As it is St. John Pride, the 14th annual edition of the St. John Pride from August 3rd to August 7th, 2016. There is a little bit of a kickoff tonight if you're listening to this live on August 2nd, 2016 at Javamoose on Prince William Street from 6 to 8 p.m. And then the rest of the schedule, including the flag raising on August 3rd, can be found at facebook.com/St. John Pride. But don't worry, if the days pass, mark the next year's date in your calendar and hopefully you got out to some cool events. If Pride is around the corner or pass in your own community, do the exact same thing. But don't worry, for St. John Pride, that includes events happening all year round. So follow and support that group. They're doing some great work, and also thanks to all of their sponsors. There seems to be quite a few of them, and it's very inspiring. So we're going to jump in a little bit of a different direction here because we don't have a ton of time left, but we have at least time to play a couple of tracks. And whereas normally you might just close the show, have one more song, or have a little bit of extra time here, and that is going to be an opportunity to play a couple of tracks by Kai Plant from their latest release, Sober and Alone, which is a new EP. We're going to kick it off with a track called The Gender Binary is a Jail Cell and move from there. Thanks to everybody who helped provide resources for producing this show. Anybody who was involved in putting out the Can Queer database for the National Campus Community Radio Association. A major huge thank you to my coworker and friend Stephanie Tierney, as well as just anybody out there who feels comfortable being themselves and putting out really great albums and music and growing a very strong community. This is something I'd like to do again in the future. We've had lots of different specials focusing on playing specifically local music or specifically female-driven music, but this one was a little bit different for me. Hopefully you really enjoyed it. I know I definitely enjoy doing the research, and tons of great artists that have been played on the show before and will continue to do in the future. Get out there and, as always, support Pride and be seen within your community. So once again, the mixtape is a show broadcast on Local 107.3 FM, localfm.ca in St. John, New Brunswick, and then across the country on many great airing partners, over a dozen stations across Canada, thanks to the National Campus and Community Radio Association and their Community Radio Exchange, where the show is available for free syndication. If you're checking it out in one of those many waves, be sure to thank your local community radio station, support them in whatever way you can, and maybe get involved. Also, radioforall.net, where the show is available for free download, as well as the many different podcasting services. And you can check out the show for your own listening pleasure at your own convenience on any number of different devices. You can also find updates on the show on our Facebook page, which is The Mixtape. Just go and seek it out, and I'll always post download links and requests. And yeah, some of that information about some of the artists I could feature on this week's show also came from that. So that's a way that you can participate in helping me produce a quality program, as I try to do every single week. Once again, today you've heard from Jeff Elise Barbara, Ray Spoon, Lal, and Kay Trinata. We're going to close out here with a couple tracks by Kai Plant. Thanks so much for tuning in. Hope to see you out in St. John Pride if you're in this community here in St. John, and if it's still during August 2nd to the 7th, 2016. And once again, have yourselves a great week. We'll do it all again in 1 week's time, another full hour of 100% Canadian music.
There was a time when I needed someone. Those days hit like machine gun. Doing fine, seeing lots of pretty things, but it still gets lonely sometimes. And I don't care anymore. my nails, put on makeup and a dress. Wanna fuck me or stab me to death? Takes courage to deal with the stairs. And sometimes I just stay in bed and that's fine. 'Cause I don't care anymore. Should be a chore. Tired of looking in the mirror, seeing those eyes I hate. So dear, looking back, digging in, crying out for a friend. I don't hate this town, I just hate myself. What's a little self-abuse? It's just a little self-abuse. Under the full moon, sailing over the sea, I sit and exist. Here I am, a tornado tormenting my head. Nothing's wrong, nothing's right. I'm here, then I'm dead, I'm here. And I don't care anymore. My bones will wash up on the shore. Safest place to drown. Did she make it out of Dawson? I remember her as a lady. The innocent, precious one. The gallows call. She sold her love for gold. Now she's sleeping in the daisies. Hang your head for that lady. Junk just seemed like the only choice to make. She's got that charm as she's tying her mane paint off. And she tastes just like a craven. Bought a ticket on a Greyhound. No one knew where she was bound. A place up north where the cold winds feel like home, so her lungs could do some failing. They found her out in the field, feeding flowers with her blood. They breathed her death, that sweet smell of success. A broken heart no longer beating. Hang your head for that lady. Her body gave up long before today. She's headed now to a place up in the clouds, where nobody knows what pain is. She's headed now to a place up in the clouds, where nobody knows what pain is.